আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
والصلاه والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاه والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله
As always at the beginning of our episodes we always try to mention a fazilat, a virtue, a blessing of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And another one we have here, it's mentioned that whoever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever recites 50 times durood, sends peace and blessings upon me, just 50 times, dear viewers of Madi channel, the Prophet said that I will shake his hand on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi. Marhaba, dear viewers of Madni channel, yet again to another episode of the Silsila, the Sultan, the leader of the Awliya. We mentioned previously about the types of miracles and their definitions, the karamat, and what is a karamat of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, and how he had control of not just humans, but also jinns. And today, inshallah, Zawajal, we will talk about the struggles of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, and what he went through. And you know, dear viewers of Madni channel, if we can try to put ourselves in that mindset, that while listening, you know, to the struggles of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, if we try to put ourselves in that situation and think to ourselves that what would I have done? You know, how much patience do I have? And what would I do? Because, you know, we all commonly know about the miracles of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, and a lot of the public, however, are unaware of why he attained such a rank, you know, with so many karamat. And how did he attain this rank? Today, inshallah, Azawajal, we will talk about this, but try to, again, emphasizing on the point, try to think, what would me and you do? Would we be patient the way Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam was patient? Do we have the same struggles that Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, radiallahu anhu, that he had? Do we have those struggles as well? And would we be able to bear such struggles? You know, how our mindset is in this day and age, dear viewers of Madni channel. I wanted to try and realize how lucky we are. So inshallah, Bilal bhai, if you can mention to us a struggle of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam and how he dealt with these.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Obviously, we all have our worldly struggles, Qasim bhai, whether it's financial, mental problems as well, or just, illnesses, it could be social problems. Now, this is the modern day problems that we have. I'd like to mention one waqi of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, in which he is not fighting the world, but he's rather fighting himself, his nafs. It's stated that once Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam mentions this themselves, they say that once I went to a jungle where I stayed for many days without eating and drinking. I had become very thirsty, and suddenly above my head a cloud appeared from which raindrops started to fall, in which I drank. So then I drank those raindrops which fell. Suddenly, a bright face then appeared in the cloud, illuminating the sky. I heard a voice saying, O Abdul Qadir, I am your creator, and I have made all haram things halal for you. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, I recited ta'awuz, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, turning the brightness of that cloud into smoke. Then I heard a voice saying, O Abdul Qadir, before this I had led 70 saints of Allah astray, but your knowledge has saved you. Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I replied, O the accursed one, it is not my knowledge, rather it is the grace of my Lord Azza wa Jal that has saved me. Now, what we can learn from this waqia, they're going through extreme struggles, fighting against their nafs, and they gain blessing of rain in which they drink. Then what happens? Suddenly, the test is coming. And shaitan has come in the form of a cloud. And he is saying that I am God. And I'm making all haram things halal for you. Now, if we think in our situation, we would not be able to pass this test. How weak are we as human beings? When it comes to just walking, simply walking on the road, we cannot even perform Qufl Madina of our eyes. When it comes to let alone being outside, okay, if we are able to do it outside, then within the area of our home, even more specific, in our own rooms, how strong are we against our nafs? It comes in today's society, we have so many problems, but we should realize that the reason that we are faced with these problems is because we are committing the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. The solution to this, Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam is telling us, the haram things which Allah Azza wa Jal has made prohibited for us, they can never become halal for us. And Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam knew this, and they knew it from their ilm as well, but they didn't say out of pride, yes, it was my knowledge that defeated you. But they said, this was the fazl of my Rabb, this is the mercy, rahmat of my Rabb. And just to further mention it even more specifically, we have wealth in our home, Qasim Sab. Or we have wealth, whether that be a car, whatever it may be. And we find that is very important to us. Without that, we can't live in our lives. But for a Muslim, what is his greatest wealth? What is it? It's his iman, isn't it? It's his faith. Now, shaitan will use the utmost, he will go to the depths just to deceive us. And a person who is strong on his iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, who has studied his aqaid, his beliefs, he will know that this Islam is a true religion. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So what we should, and we also learn from this waqia that a person should not focus upon his own kamal, upon his own excellence or his own ilmi maqam where he's reached. I'd like to mention another waqia of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, regarding his struggles. He states that, I spent many years in the jungles of Karh. Remember, it's the city, the name of Karh. And I used to survive on tree leaves and herbs. Every year, a person used to come and give me a wool gown to wear. In order to get rid of the love of the world, I endured many hardships. I remained anonymous, away from people. People would consider me dumb, unwise, and insane due to my silence. Who is saying this? Ghawthul A'zam, the supreme helper of the Ummah. Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. I used to walk on thorns, barefoot, enter terrible caves, horrific valleys without any fear. The world used to appear to me in a beautiful form, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I never turned my attention towards it. My nafs used to plead to me that it would obey whatever I liked, and sometimes it used to argue with me. Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed me with victory over my nafs. They further state that for a long time, I stayed on the plains of Madian and kept battling against my nafs. For 1 year, I consumed the things lying on the ground and did not drink water. For another year, I only drank water and did not eat anything. Then for another year, I neither ate nor drank anything. I would encounter extreme hardships. One night, I was tested in extremely cold weather. I would repeatedly fall asleep and ghusl would become obligatory upon me. And I would immediately go to the river and make a ghusl over there. And on that night alone, the fight against the nafs, this is. They want to stay in the state of purity at all times. When they would wake up, ghusl be farz upon him. They mentioned I had to make ghusl 40 times. And what is another amazing and shocking point is that this also, they perform ghusl in such a river which was icy cold water as well. And what we learn from this is that, quoting Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Allama Imam Sha'arani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has written in his book, Tabaqatul Kubra, that at the beginning, I faced many hardships. Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam mentioning this. I faced many hardships. When those hardships reached their peak, I lay on the ground and kept reciting verse 5 and 6 of Surah Inshirah, which are as follows. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So without doubt, there is ease with hardship. Without doubt, there is ease with hardship. And by the blessings of these verses of the Holy Quran, all those problems and difficulties would be removed. So Qasim Bhai, and to address the views of Madani Channel, surely one has to make sacrifices to achieve something. Whether any worldly goal or religious goal, we have to make sacrifices. Our own grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, also made many sacrifices and struggles in order to obtain the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today, so many hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, we are remembering Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam upon our lips today. In this modern era, in the troubling times that we are living in such a modern society, but the dhikr of the awliya Allah and the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jalla are never removed from the face of this earth.
Saviors of Madani Channel, just as you heard Bilal Bhai addressing you as well, and just a couple of Madani pearls to try and take from these beautiful narrations, then you know the taqwa of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. Now, even though the world was at his feet, and you know, he rejected it. Why? Just to gain the pleasure of Allah. That's one thing. And then if me and you think to ourselves about our knowledge, I mean, what do we know? Let's try to ask ourselves. You know, we have in the Madani environment, the Dawud Islami, Amiri Ahl Sunnah, he has this one booklet called the Madani Inamat. And in this booklet, it's a Madani questionnaire in which every single day, you fill out questioning yourself, did I do this? Did I read my 5 times namaz in, you know, the masjid in the first row? Did I have the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with me? Meaning, did I have the Imam al-Sharif? Did I have the clothes, the miswak, you know, following the sunnah? Did I do all these things? And did I refrain from backbiting? Did I refrain from lying? Did I refrain from, you know, talking unnecessarily, which is a root cause towards sinning? You know, this is one way Dawud Islami, Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Dawud Barakatimul Aliyah, enables us to try and have taqwa. And then going back to the knowledge, my dear Islam brothers, what does Dawud Islami do? Because, you know, if me and you ask ourselves, we have no taqwa, we have no knowledge, so how do we attain this? We attain this through the environment of Dawud Islami. You know, one, by filling out the questionnaire, the Madani Inamat, this small booklet, that's like a ticket to Jannah, that will help you through your entire life. It'll be that constant reminder that you need. The viewers of Madani Channel, you know, like Bilal Bhai mentioned about the knowledge of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, so many beautiful Madani pearls, but I'd just like to mention one, is that look how much knowledge he had, but he says, look, this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is not from me. So, you know, because he understood that with knowledge, you can fall into the traps of shaitan. You know, the famous narration about shaitan when he said that I'm not going to do sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. You know, he had pride, he had all that knowledge, but with that knowledge, you know, he had pride. And it won't benefit you if you have this kind of, you know, pride. It needs to go hand in hand. Taqwa, piety, and knowledge. And you know, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam had so much, but he still had this thing about him. You know, he still thought to himself that, look, this is nothing from me. This is from Allah Azza wa Jal. One other beautiful miracle of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, because, you know, after he struggles in the jungle, as is commonly known, you know, surviving off leaves, you know, there's so much you could talk about the narration you mentioned. But, you know, he was once himself narrating to his blessed disciples, and he said to them that in the days of the jungle, you know, the hardships, the struggles, and if the viewers of Madani Channel can really understand, you know, like I said, go back to the beginning. What did I say? You know, think what me and you would do in this situation. He mentions that the troops of Shaitan would come and attack me. And he goes, these troops of Shaitan, they had very large weapons when they were attacking me. And they would throw flames of fire at me. And then with the help of Allah, I mean, look, Qurban Jayu, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, he goes, with the help of Allah, I would run after them. He wouldn't run away. He would run after them. And then they would disperse. They would run away from me. And then he goes on to say, there were some times that the disciples of Shaitan would come, and this would happen. And then at some other times, Shaitan himself would come on his own. He would come alone, and he would try and threaten me. And when he would try and threaten me, he tried to frighten me into leaving the jungle. Because, you know, he won't busy himself. He won't come to somebody, you know, like me and you, who's very weak, like the viewers of Madhi Channel, you know, all of us, we're all in the same boat. We're very weak. He won't come to us, you know, trying that hard, going to the depths. But he'll go to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, trying to make him leave the jungle. And Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam says, when he tried to frighten me into leaving the jungle, I would slap him. I would slap him and make him go away. And then I would recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. And then this would burn him. So he would burn. And as I said before, you know, what would me and you do if the troops of Shaitan come to us? You know, not just Shaitan, just the troops of Shaitan. And then what would happen in that situation? You know, you could plan all your life for certain events. But sometimes, you know, when things happen unexpected, you know, they say expect the unexpected. This is a general quote that's going around these days, especially on the tongues of our youth. You know, you expect the unexpected. No. What are you supposed to do when the unexpected is the troops of Shaitan? Or what are you supposed to do when the unexpected is Shaitan himself?
I think one interpretation one can say regarding expect the unexpected is that if a person consistently lives his life obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, fighting against his desires, then when the attack will come, he'll be ready.
Allahu Akbar, beautiful point. It works both ways.
If he has to be consistent.
Yeah.
And how can you be consistent? With an environment that makes a person consistent.
Yeah. So
it keeps reminding them. But let's say when it comes to eating and food, obviously we all do that. It's a part of life. You have to eat to survive. But it's mentioned here that whenever your nafs tries to make you consume food, which is delicious, or to consume food in big morsels. If we just ponder over this point, that when we eat, how big are our morsels?
Yeah.
Our roti, and when we have, how big is our spoon for chawal biryani? We can determine from that. And it mentions here that, it says that we eat those, when our nafs tries to make us eat big morsels of food, without chewing them properly, we should recall these events of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. The way then they remembered when they performed it, when they were, lived their life without foods and eating very little food. And they mention a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ following this, that the Prophet ﷺ stated, whoever gives the thing that he needs for himself to any other person, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive him. And another beautiful point, which is very, very linked to today's topic of struggling against our nafs. It's mentioned in Fazan Sunnat Volume 1, page 482, that Sheikh Abu Sulaiman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, to refrain from satisfying any desire of the nafs, to refrain, to stay away, to abstain, to move away from satisfying any desire of the nafs is more beneficial to the heart than even fasting for 12 months and worshipping at night, just to refrain from satisfying any one of the desires. It shows that how much importance Islam is giving to the rectification of our nafs.
Inshallah, we make intention, the viewers of Madhi Channel also make intention, inshallah, Azawajal. You know, after hearing these great struggles, my dear viewers of Madhi Channel, over his nafs for the pleasure of Allah Azawajal, we should try and encourage one another, as Bilal Bhai said, and try to make an effort to fight our nafs and defeat Shaitan. Of course, we can never reach the level of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, but keeping these struggles in mind and knowing that we will not go through the same struggles as Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, because things are made very easy for us. How are they made easy for us? Through the Dawah Islami, alhamdulillah. They have created pathways, but we, you know, they can't walk on those paths for you. But these paths are very easy, and each one leads to Medina.
Allah, Allah.
And then once you're in Medina, alhamdulillah, Medina, as Amiri Ahlul
Sunnah says. Madani Qafila, Dawah Islami, what can you tell us about that?
The Madani Qafila, they're like your, you know, for example, I got a very good example of what a Madani Qafila is, you know, that can relate to the youth in this day and age. You know, like your phone. You know, nowadays the phone has become the life, in a way. You know, people can't live without the phone. MashaAllah. You know, they say it's like the soul. Astaghfirullah, they're so lost in their phone. You know, 5 minutes without their phone. You know, deep breaths. You know, they start worrying, they start panicking. They can't sit still until they see that phone. They're not going to play with it or anything, but they just don't want to see it. It has to be there with them. They might not play with it. But you know, when that phone's battery is dying, what do? The same thing again. You know, the battery is dying. I need to charge it. So what do? They try to find any charger they can. It might not even be theirs. They might borrow their friends. They might go to somebody else's. But you know, nowadays, everybody carries a charger with them. Portable chargers. You know, they'll have a wire carrying it with them. They'll have a plug carrying it with them. They'll have portable chargers. Wherever they go, making sure that, you know, nothing happens to my phone. I need to make sure it's always running. So, you know, like this, you know, the Madni Qafilas of Dawud Islami, you know, when our Iman, you know, like I gave the example of the circle, when we leave the circle, because a lot of us are in our own world, you know, we're not affiliated with Dawud Islami. When we come into this circle, when we come into this environment, you know, our Madni Qafila will be that recharging battery for us. You know, it will recharge our jazbah, our passion to do Madni works. Because sometimes, you know, the heart is called the changing one. You know, 1 minute it wants this and 1 minute it wants that. And you know, this is how Shaitan attacks us. You know, 1 minute we want to do good and we want to be pious. We join the mahola of the environment of Dawud Islami. But then the next minute we feel, you know, slouched. We become lazy. We don't want to, you know, we don't have the same jazbah. So, you know, our monthly kafila every single month, alhamdulillah, going 3 days in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, staying at a masjid or various masajid, you know, traveling, leaving all your worries, your financial issues, all these kind of things, you know, even your phone, if you have to at home. And, you know, at the very least, you will know that I am not committing, alhamdulillah, I am saved from sins outside. And for every single breath that I take in the masjid, I will get reward for it. And then imagine when you start thinking about other rewards, about the namaz, with jamaat, in the first row, learning the sunnah, learning about the Holy Quran, translating the Holy Quran through Kanzul Iman, the work of Allah Hazrat. So alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, like I said, dear viewers on Madin channel, of course we can never reach the level of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, but we have to try. How? Affiliate ourselves with the pure and fragrant environment of Dawud Islami. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in the next episode, we will look further into the blessed life of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam and try to attain more encouragement through his blessed speech and wisdom and Madni pearls, inshallah. Keep watching Madni channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The leader of Aliyah.